Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on 99.1 The Mix.
What's broken at your house that you just basically deal with? Because this is going on in my house since October, where I've got a newer fridge. Matter of fact, we just bought this fridge like a year ago. And back in October, so this is, we've had the fridge 9 months, the crisper drawer slider broke. So
you've been having issues with this.
This drawer is ridiculous.
This drawer
is
the end of your life, man. You are just losing it.
I know.
This is still a problem.
It's still an issue. We've called, you know, before you say, oh, you should call the manufacturer. You should call where you bought it from. Where we bought it from said you have to call the manufacturer if it's within a year. We call the manufacturer. I've given them the numbers of the fridge. I've described what this problem is, and they send me all these different parts, and it's not the right part. So we've just kind of been going along and dealing with it and saying, be careful when you open the crisper drawer to get the lettuce out or the peppers or whatever. You got to be careful. You can't just whip it open. You got to take it easy because otherwise this drawer comes whipping right out. Everything will fall out of it. So you don't want that to happen. So we've kind of been dealing with it. I should probably get on the phone again and try and get this thing fixed. But, you know, it's been since October. You get used to things and you just kind of go, yeah, we'll just kind of deal with it.
And it takes time. It takes money. Other things pop up that become priority. And you just, like you said, learn to deal with it. Even though it's broken, you still just use it.
We use it. We just kind of get along and go, you know, just remember, you got to be careful. And now everyone in the house is like, oh, yeah, we remember now. But when it first happened, it was like, oh, the drawer would fall out. The whatever slide was left there, you know, the little slide that broke, that thing would fall out. So now I've got it wedged in there. You just have to be very careful. And everybody is very careful now, but we've gotten used to it. But it's something that's broken the house that, you know, we just kind of like, well, okay, we'll just deal with it until it gets fixed. Is there anything like that in your house?
Are you kidding me? How about the drain in our master bathroom and the sink?
What's going on there?
So the actual drain, you know how you would like pull up the stopper to plug it?
Oh, right. Yeah.
That thing broke off. Like in the actual sink. So there's no drain in our sink. It's a hole.
It's just a hole?
It's a hole. And it sounds like The Walking Dead.
When it goes, the water goes
every
down.
Every time the water goes down. So what we have is we bought a dollar metal mesh
strainer or a screen?
Yeah, that just sits in there.
Sure.
So let me explain to you why it hasn't gotten fixed. And this has been broken well over a year, well over a year, probably longer than that, maybe. But because other things have broken, and we keep going back and forth on, are we going to redo this bathroom? Are we going to redo this sink? And then we just kind of forget about it. We only use our master bathroom in the morning at night. Normally, we use the other bathroom during the day, so we're not really up there much. And anytime we think about it, it's like, oh yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. I have a feeling it will get fixed this year.
Oh, this is the year. This is it?
This is. Huh? I think this is going to be the year that we're going to actually fix it, because it just needs to get done. I mean, it's bad, and it sounds awful.
But it sounds like there's light at the end of the drain.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is it for you? Go ahead and share with us. What's broken at your house that you just deal with? 414-799-1099. Give us a call. We'll share in your misery. Something broken at your house you just pretty much deal with. It's The Mix.